The battle for votes in the independence referendum is entering its crucial final stage, and seemingly with everything still to play for. It's almost 2 weeks since Alex Salmond faced Alistair Darling in a live TV debate. The First Minister believes his performance gave the Yes campaign a boost.
I thought the assessment that was made was pretty fair, that we scored heavily among the undecideds who are watching the debate. And of course, what we've seen over this weekend is now three successive opinion polls showing substantial movements towards the Yes campaign, and we're very pleased about that. We've still got a long way to go. We're still the underdogs. We've still got a month to go. But we're very confident about that trend.
But Prime Minister David Cameron is sure the Noes have it.
I believe very strongly that we should stay together. I hope that will be the result of the referendum. I think that the argument is still going well in that direction, as people can see the benefits of sticking together. And I think the case for separation has been rather crumbling in recent weeks, as those wanting separation can't answer the key questions.
Efforts to win votes are being stepped up for the last few weeks. In Glasgow city centre this morning, supporters from both camps were out in full force, but these people told Hart they're still on the fence.
I'm still divided, but it's edging towards Yes.
No idea. A couple of things, I'm going to events and stuff, so that'll help me to decide.
I haven't made up my mind yet. Don't know.
Not decided.
I don't know. I have no idea. My heart's saying one thing, my head's saying the other.
Still deciding, really. Yeah, just still listening to the arguments, really.
Well, I'm a pensioner and I'm not sure which way to go.
I don't know. I really don't know. You watch one programme and you think no, you watch something else and you think yes.
A new poll by YouGov asking the exact question on the ballot paper recorded 43% for Yes, its highest level of backing yet.
Blair Jenkins, I'm Chief Executive of Yes Scotland. We know the Yes campaign around Scotland is the more numerous, the more active, the more enthused campaign. We know that we need to have people talking about independence and thinking about it as they have never before focused on it. And it's those millions of conversations in the next few weeks that's going to get us over the line on September 18.
But the same poll gave No a 14-point lead. Here's Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Danny Alexander.
It's a very risky and uncertain business, divorcing within a country, as the nationalists want us to do. And that would inevitably have an effect on jobs, on employment, on investment, on economic growth, which would be bad for Scotland. But I think that we need to make sure that we explain those risks to people, that we challenge the nationalists to answer them very many unanswered questions, but that we also show that there is a very positive argument for keeping the UK together.
His colleagues in Better Together are clear about what they need to do.
We've got to translate the majority support into votes in the ballot box. So we'll be working in every town and community in Scotland, making clear the choice that Scotland faces, the risks and uncertainties of independence on one hand and the best of both worlds on the other. We believe that we can take that message right across Scotland, and we're winning support on that basis.
Singer Ricky Ross was out backing yesterday. The Deacon Blue frontman says people really need to get involved and make this vote count, as we might not get the chance again.
I think it's an exciting process to go through. I think we've just got to allow people to make up their own minds and not kind of berate people. But I do think it's important that everyone votes. And, you know, this is a great opportunity. You're going to have one vote. It's not like a general election or a Scottish parliamentary election where you're in a constituency. Your vote counts, my vote counts, everyone's vote counts.
So after 3 long years of ifs, maybes and hard campaigning, the end is in sight. A week today, Alex Salmond and Alistair Darling will face off once more on live TV, this time across the UK. A week tomorrow, ballot papers will be sent out to postal voters. 1 month today, Scotland's future will be in your hands.